Wonderful. So we are, our sermon situation today is we're going to have some prayer stations in a minute. So obviously the reading is on prayer today. So I'm not going to say too much, which some of you will be very pleased about, but we're mostly going to have prayer stations. But first we are going to play a game. It's called Poetry for Neanderthals. Someone from your team, so maybe the oldest person in your team, is going to get a card with a word on it. And you're going to describe the word, but you could only use little one-syllable words, okay? So you can use words like this, but you cannot use long words like hello, which has two. So the point of that was that, you know, they didn't need to use too many long, fancy words, okay? Even when there were just a couple of words that they could think of, we were able to hear and we were able to understand, okay? And in our reading today, we learn that God is listening to us. That is the big overall message. And it tells us a number of things that we're going to explore in our prayer stations. It tells us that we don't need to use loads of words. Sometimes we might think we just don't know what to say to God, especially when something huge is happening, like everything that's happening in Ukraine. But God doesn't need loads of words because it says he knows what's in our hearts already. So we can just say a couple of words or even just ask Jesus to come and he understands. It also tells us that we don't need to pray in front of everyone. Sometimes in church, we help others to pray. But if we're not confident, we can just pray at home by ourselves. And it says God hears what is done in secret. God is listening, whether you're in front of people or on your own. Whether it's out loud or just in your head and in your heart. And it tells us to forgive and to be forgiven. When we pray, we should pray, Jesus tells us, for those who we find difficult or who we don't like, or even our enemies. We should pray for them and we should try to forgive. And then God wants to forgive us. We learn in this passage that whatever we say and however we say it, God is listening and he is close. So as we come to our prayer stations now, let's remember that even if we find it hard to pray, even if we don't know what to say, even if we aren't sure what prayer means, God is still listening and God is still close.